Welcome to Lanyap, a program about people, places, and issues. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Doyle Jeter, founder of the Northeast Louisiana Music Trail. And today we're talking about the next marker coming up, and I believe this one is number 26, Doyle.
That's right.
Who's it going to be?
That is for our old dear friend Robert Finley, or as we call him, Slim.
Well, tell me a little bit about Slim for the folks that don't know.
Well, we've known him for 40-plus years, originally from Winnsboro area, was involved in the Easter Rock there, as a matter of fact, the tradition. Blues player, you know, he's always been one of our favorites at Enoch's Pub. Got to get our cheap plug in. But he has become a worldwide sensation, if you will. Part of that due to the fact that he was a competitor on America's Got Talent.
And kind of wowed the folks because they're like, hey, who's this old man who's having some vision problems up here and look at him dance and sing?
Well, it's because he's the real deal. Yeah, I think that threw him. You know, nothing against those shows, but Robert is no spring chicken. I'm actually a year older than him. Makes me mad, but he's been around
maybe
a long time.
Maybe your fame will come next year.
Nah, I'm not looking for that. I'm not a musician, but no, Robert is the real deal, and he went from performing locally at, you know, pubs and little festivals around the area. Now he is headlining festivals. He just got back from Ireland, and he's been in France, Germany, Spain, England, all over the place. He's just killing it out there.
Well, we have a chance to talk with Robert a little bit about his fame, and joining us on the phone is Robert Finley. Speaking with Robert Finley, and Robert, I want to ask you, what does this marker mean to you being placed in your hometown?
Oh, man, I don't know if word can express it because, you know, to be able to be appreciated and be able to witness it myself, I thank God it wasn't a tombstone, you know, that they was putting my picture on. I've seen a lot of pictures on graves and tombstones, and I've also seen a lot of people didn't get their reward until after they were gone. But I've been blessed to have a Robert Finley Day in the town of Bernice and Winnsboro, and then now with this permanent marker there, saying that I'll be here when I'm dead and gone. So
Tell me a little bit about your musical upbringing, because a lot of folks know you and you played around North Louisiana a long time, but you didn't, I guess, get that musical reward till much later in life, right?
Yeah, well, see, I was contracted by trade. I did plumbing, carpeting, electric. I did it all. I had a little company called All in One Construction Company, so it kept me pretty busy, but I always played the local churches every Sunday, but I wasn't doing anything else. Very seldom, you know, didn't have the time to do it. And so when I started to lose my sight, then that's when I just respect for the music. You know, I had my little pity party like most people do, but then I'm like, hey, man, we got to get up and do what you can while you can. I mean, you don't, winners don't quit and quitters don't win. So I decided to get it full throttle forward on my music, and it paid off for me. I was playing locally there in Monroe, and I always played at Enoch's. Been playing there. I've been playing locally there off and on for the last 30 years, imagine. But even before they moved their location, when they was on 6th Street Bar and Grill, I would go down and sit in on Thursday nights and open mic night.
Tell me a little bit about your newfound fame, because I know I watched you on TV and I watched you compete against the best, and then suddenly good stuff started happening. Tell me about how that worked out for you, and what's the future looking like?
Well, the future's looking great. I mean, all we got to do is stay focused and stay humble and stay focused, and I think everything's going to be all right. Because the people that, I just happen to be in the right place at the right time. And then a lot of people have talents that don't get an opportunity to display them. I mean, and they're known locally, but to be able to do it worldwide, I think I first started, AGT had a lot to do with the international stuff, because I had been playing overseas with the Music Maker Foundation and traveling with the you know, Music Maker Band. But I was only like doing a few shows. I mean, a few songs on each show, you know, so it wasn't like, you know, I only had like 15 minutes on stage because it was several different artists that was doing it. But I guess the best part about it is when I think the best part about it, I'll be able to get other people's talent exposed, because when I was overseas when Dan Auerbach had reached out to me, and I didn't know who he was, and I hadn't heard of the Black Keys and none of that until they had reached out. And so that's why I say, if you don't put it out there, nobody know what you got. You know, you can't sell a car with it sitting in the backyard. You got to put it out front for people to see what you got to offer. So I was just given an opportunity, and I think a lot more people that I know around in this area, if they had that opportunity, they'd go viral too.
Robert's going to have a big marker unveiling coming up in the town of Bernice Doyle. And tell me about this. There's going to be a big party and some music and a marker unveiling.
There is, and there's no telling who's going to show up for this. You know, it'd be great to see Dave Auerbach show up from the Black Keys. But I know his manager, representatives from New York City, Blues Foundations, a lot of folks are going to be there. But more importantly, all of his friends at church, his pastor, ministers, the town of Bernice, the mayor, everybody is going to be there. It's at 2 p.m. on the 20th of September in Bernice at the old Bernice Depot Museum. And Robert Slim is going to have his band there playing. There's going to be food trucks, all kind of great stuff.
This is going on September 20th in the town of Bernice. You can't miss it. Just look for all the commotion in Bernice, right?
That's right.
Tell me, we've got about 30 seconds left. What's coming up after this, Doyle?
Oh my gosh, we've got plenty. We're working on markers for Tim McGraw, Puddler Harris, Joe Osborne over in Mound. Oh my gosh, I'm trying to remember who else. A great marker we're going to be putting in down in Richwood, celebrating old music venues from the area and musicians in the African American community. And it goes from there. A lot happening. And we're just thrilled to do this for Slim, because again, he's the real deal. And like he says on his marker, dreams do come true.